Well, let's break it down. 53,000 arrests in the last 4 weeks, 600,000 arrests in 2023. Now, are these arrests equating to successful prosecutions? And the answer would be a resounding no, because we know that our prisons can only hold around about 100,000 to 140,000 people. So where are all these suspects landing up? It's all fair and well we've seen this huge arrest rate from taking place, but what happens to the person once they arrested? They get handed over, they get booked into the cells, and the docket has to go to the detective. The detective has to investigate that, and it has to become evidentiary-based and prosecutable for the state to enroll it. And the state is not enrolling anywhere close to the amount of cases we've seen people arrested for. And that comes down to a simple reason. We have got too few detectives carrying far too many dockets and too few prosecutors that don't have sufficient space in their courts to prosecute, let alone time to actually understand all these cases. So what happens to these people? They're getting let go and they're continuing with their crimes on the streets.
So essentially, Chad, we should then be analyzing, okay, that is 10,000 in the last week. Let's analyze critically before we actually make any distinct conclusions or reach any distinct conclusions. So good news and bad news in the same breath then.
It's good news and it's bad news. It's good news because we've seen the state is applying themselves in making these arrests. But we see it's very cyclical. We saw how the state was focused on Zamazamas. Then the state was focused on kidnap for ransom. Then the state was focused on ATM bombings. Then the state was focused on CRT heist. Then the state was really adamant in stamping out, dismantling and disrupting kidnap for ransom syndicates. Now all we hear about is extortion, extortion, extortion. So it seems like the same resources are getting applied as a band-aid to wherever a problem arises, but we're not looking at the long-term problem of securing prosecutions. We're seeing that crime intelligence has become slightly more capacitated, and there's a lot of intelligence-driven investigations that are taking place, hence the arrest of these 11 drug deals in the last short term. We've seen other far bigger drug busts taking place at our seaports of entry, specifically the Western Cape, where cocaine has arrived in the hundreds of kilograms, not in the smaller amount that we've seen with the mules. So intelligence-driven investigations do seem to be working. We've seen the disruption and dismantling of kidnap for ransom syndicates. We've seen CRT syndicates being disrupted and dismantled. But it's not possible for the state to investigate the sheer volume of cases. One must remember that just prior to Minister Bekichele leaving his post as Minister of Police and Minister Tulu taking his place, he was asked a question in Parliament relating to how many dockets had been closed as undetected. And his answer shocked the nation. He said 5 million dockets had been closed in 5 years as undetected. That is a horrific indictment on the lack of resources that the state currently has.
Sure, Chad, that's about a million per annum. Now, the approach of, you know, putting on the band-aid or kind of like a knee-jerk reaction, very misleading and perhaps not what the country needs and requires in terms of a long-term strategy. But if we look very closely, and perhaps we focus on the 10,000 arrests that have been made in a week, etc., should we be focusing on the fact that the bulk of these cases and arrests were made in specific regions, Gauteng, KZN, and Eastern Cape?
Again, it's resource-based. So we've seen these arrests taking place where we have the police saturating certain areas, and they're doing it together in conjunction with private law enforcement security companies. They're doing it in conjunction with the SANDF, with Home Affairs, with Border Management Authority, because they themselves do not have the numbers to be able to successfully stamp out crime. We're talking about a police service of 180,000 people, of which about 150,000 are actual police officers and 30,000 are there as administrators or administrative clerks, or they're there in a capacity to render assistance, but they're not themselves police officers. We need to see a a far bigger role played by local law enforcement, in other words, our metropolitan and municipal police forces, as well as our provincial community safety, which is responsible for the provincial traffic department, because they're peace officers. They have the same rights as a fully-fledged police officer. The only difference is your metro police, your municipal police, and your national traffic police and provincial traffic police can't investigate crime. They should be allowed to investigate certain crimes. We need to be able to expand our detective pool, because as it stands right now, we only have 60% capacity in the Hawks. We're short 8,600 detectives within SAPS, and therein lies the biggest problem we have. We are not bringing prosecutable cases to prosecutors. Therefore, the amount of cases being enrolled falls far short compared to the number of arrests that are being made. Now, to give an example, very well-known media personality Yusuf Abramji was held up in his house in an armed robbery more than a decade ago. His case is ongoing. The suspects in that case have been arrested and charged. They've been bailed, arrested and charged for the same crimes impacting other people, released on bail, arrested again and charged, and it's a vicious circle. So what we've seen is by the time a case gets before a prosecutor, the prosecutor doesn't have sufficient means to be able to oppose the bail and for the court to look at the reasons why that opposition to bail has been brought forward. Therefore, they're giving bail to these suspects simply because the state hasn't been able to prove these are repeat offenders. The evidence shows that it was, in fact, them. We've got a clear-cut case. So we've got the same criminals in ATM heist, in CRT, ATM bombing, CRT heist, kidnap for ransom, murder for hire, all these same suspects being rearrested, and let out, and they just continue because they know that the chances of being held to account, the chances of there being consequences for their actions are very low at this point as a result of the lack of resources.
Mr. Chad Thomas, organized crime expert, thanks so much for your time.